The IBM Institute for Business Value, CSCO study, Achieving Data-Led Innovation. Business today is anything but usual, and this is especially true in supply chains, where it's no longer a question of if a major disruption is coming, but when. Now is the time for chief supply chain officers to prepare for what happens next. Another day, another crisis. A persistent pandemic, economic uncertainty, and a global geopolitical conflict continue to dominate headlines and fuel chief supply chain officer frustrations. Navigating uncertainties and managing supply chain challenges accordingly has out of necessity become a top business priority for boards and C-suites alike. Over the next 2 to 3 years, CSCOs say that issues related to supply chain disruptions, technology infrastructure, sustainability, and market shifts are their greatest challenges. Yet when addressed with an open mindset, challenges create opportunities and visibility. A heightened emphasis on supply chain functionalities and roles is giving CSCOs the expertise, latitude, and organizational authority to innovate into a data-led future. Here are some of our key findings. CSCOs are on a tightrope. Time, attention, and resources are finite entities, and what we're seeing are moment-by-moment trade-offs and compromises as CSCOs rebalance and reimagine their operations. Data is destiny. Today's CSCOs have created a foundational approach that can reap benefits, whether a supply chain is focused on efficiency and resiliency today, or data-led insights and innovations that illuminate the future. Transformational technologies lead the way. CSCOs who outperform their peers are investing aggressively in scaling infrastructure and hybrid cloud, AI-enabled workflows, sustainability, and cybersecurity. And based on our research, we found an 86% increase among CSCOs who cited the importance of macroeconomic forces over the next 2 to 3 years. We also found that top-performing CSCOs use 95% more digitalization and AI automation than their peers. And there has also been a 36% increase in CEOs who cite supply chain disruption as one of their greatest challenges. Here's Colgate-Palmolive Chief Supply Chain Officer Mike Corbo's advice for new CSCOs.
It's the whole thing around managing the present or shaping the future, right? And so luckily that was something I've always used before COVID, and it worked very well during this whole crisis. Continues to work well. That would be the first thing I would tell a new chief supply chain officer. Make sure that your foundation is solid and that you're managing the day-to-day. And if that's not the case, you need to work on that first. And then where's it going? Where's technology going? Where's the profession going? And make sure you have people that are focused just on that. Because if you ask them to do both, they'll get sucked into the day-to-day. They know what's going on, but they don't have responsibility to deliver anything day to day. It's more of a strategy and looking at where we should be going.
Order out of chaos. With disruptions looming around every corner, CSCOs will need deep organizational awareness to keep their balance. AI and intelligent workflows can deliver 360-degree insights and impact analysis that provide interconnectivity and help with predictability. Intelligent workflows can help the workforce, digital and human, dynamically adjust to the unforeseen with both self-learning and self-calibration. And automation, ranging from chatbots to robots, is an essential component. In fact, how CSCOs prioritize technologies speaks volumes to their near and midterm devotion to intelligent workflows that monitor and take action. More specifically, over the next 3 years, 54% believe AI will deliver results, followed by hybrid cloud and IoT, which are tied at 49%, then process and task mining at 43%, and predictive advanced analytics at 41%. And here's Philips Chief Operations Officer Sophie Bechu's perspective on the need for talent.
The one thing that I think we need to address at scale is labor and people. And I just do not see it. Suddenly, it feels like we've lost 20% of the workforce. Honestly, I don't know where. And it's not just the US, it's Europe, it's Eastern Europe, it's Western Europe, disappeared as in not willing to work anymore, able to survive a different way. That's one piece. And then of the people that are still working or willing to work, they work differently. How are we leveraging that different way of working without losing speed and productivity? Because you see it, right? You see it in people not really wanting to come back to the office, particularly more so in the US, in the younger generations everywhere. And how do you recreate and continue to create that commitment around the customer and the culture of your company?
From now to next, universal problems can prompt a universal response, and that's the case with CSCOs. Across the spectrum, CSCOs have adopted a steady-as-they-go emphasis on automation, AI and intelligent workflows, ecosystems, and sustainability. But with a steely eye to the future, a group of CSCOs who are outperforming their peers stands out in their obsession with investing in transformational technology. They're ratcheting up these strategies, adopting a data-driven approach that emphasizes four tech-enabled areas. First, hybrid cloud. Adopting hybrid cloud enables CSCOs to extend the value and reach of their legacy applications and data in a flexible infrastructure that also accommodates the exponential technology needed to drive innovation. AI-enabled workflows. Top-performing CSCOs are simulating decision impact, anticipating operational challenges, modeling preemptive new strategies, and critically evaluating options when there's no available historical data. Sustainability. 58% of top-performing CSCOs see opportunities to bond with customers over sustainability imperatives, using that shared mission to improve customer engagement and fulfillment. Lastly, cybersecurity. According to IBM research, 47% of attacks on manufacturing were due to vulnerabilities companies could not or failed to patch. The top tier of CSCOs report outperforming their competition on cybersecurity 16% more than other CSCOs. CSCOs can move toward data-led innovation with these three high-level steps. First, automation. Accelerate automation in extended workflows. Amp up AI to make workflows smarter. Cultivate collaborative ecosystems. Second, sustainability. Link environmental and social initiatives with business solutions. Optimize workflows with AI to manage carbon, waste, energy, and water consumption. Compete with new sustainable products and services. And finally, modernization. Architect modern infrastructures, scale hybrid cloud platforms, and increase awareness of cybersecurity vulnerabilities and solutions. You can download the full CSCO study, including more detailed insights, from the IBM Institute for Business Value website at ibm.com/IBV.